This is Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, thanking God for allowing me to be here today and for allowing you to be with me. I call your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The reading begins at verse 1 in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It is not expedient for me, doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such and one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, I bless your name. I praise your name. And I shout hallelujah. I shout glory to God in the highest. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Father God, thank you for your word. Now enlighten us and bless us and strengthen us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Perfection in weakness. Perfection in weakness. Our topic for our worship session today, perfection in weakness. The Apostle Paul tells in this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 of a special experience of a man. Theologians have extrapolated, or at least many theologians have, that the man in question, the subject of the passage, is the Apostle Paul himself. He talks about an experience of a man, whether in the body or out of the body, he said he did not know, but he assures his hearers that God knows. A person caught up to the third heaven. We see generally in theology the third heaven as being the place of God's abode, where God himself lives. The third heaven. Paul says in verse 3 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, "And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter." So Paul assures us that there is a realm that is much higher than the one in which we currently reside. There's a realm that is indeed paradise. And that in that realm there are words which are unspeakable. Words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Now that is telling, but totally believable. That's what the man in this true account experience. Paul says in verse 5, "Of such an one will I glory. Of such an one will I glory. Of such a one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities." Read in verse 5 once again, Paul says, "Of such an one will I glory, yet in myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me." Paul is wise here. It is so easy for man to lift us up and pretend that we are some great someone. That is the beginning of a fall, because when pride cometh, then cometh that which is shame. Pride and shame operate together. Pride and shame operate together. And so when pride cometh, then cometh shame. You can be assured of that. Paul says in verse 7, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Man on earth can get out of his place. And there are times when God himself has to limit us by some means which he himself chooses. In the case of Paul, apparently God chose to give him the messenger of Satan to buffet him, lest he should be exalted, lest Paul should be exalted above measure. Paul particularly apparently didn't like what his thorn in the flesh was. So he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." So on three occasions, or three times, Paul asked the Lord, besought the Lord, that that thorn in the flesh would depart from Paul, from him. Paul reports what the Lord said to him. In verse 9 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Paul then goes on to say, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." This is a critical principle for Christians, and particularly for Christian ministers and those who would witness and minister. The weaknesses we have, sometimes we allow them to become delimited, and we will not do the work of God. But Christ said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." What you lack, Jesus has perfectly. Where you are weak, Jesus is perfectly strong. What you are not able to do, Jesus can do it without a problem. That which needs to be done. It is so important for us to understand this, because we may discern our weaknesses. There may be things that buffet us, that bother us, and we hold back. But we must hear the Lord saying, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Paul then concludes, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Perfection in weakness. Perfection in weakness. What is the key? Or I should ask, who is the key? The key is Jesus Christ. The key is the Lord Himself. In your weaknesses, in your inabilities, in my weaknesses, in my inabilities, I must hear plainly the Lord saying, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." I must take faith in that, my friend. If I am to be successful for the Lord, I must take faith in that. Then I must heed the wisdom of Paul as he puts it forth in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Paul says, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in persecutions, in necessities, in reproaches. And he didn't order them that way. I kind of skipped around. Let's go back and read them in the exact order that the Holy Ghost had Paul to write them. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, Paul says, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for the assurance that when we are weak, then are we strong, because your grace is sufficient for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.